Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 208 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me fill you in on what you're getting yourself into. 8-Bit is a lot like La La Land at the Oscars, you know? Mm. We get 11 nominations, you know, we won a few awards, and then we've made it to the stage after winning Movie of the Year, except we didn't win because someone got the envelopes wrong.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, no one wants us at the after parties. We're all dressed up with nowhere to go. I'm Jeremy. With me are two men whose only award was a participation award in the 12th grade. One of these two men proceeded to stick said award up their rectum, and the other one still has the x-rays to prove it.
Wait,
the x-ray is right up there.
Wait, one did it and one has the x-ray?
Yeah, I kept the x-ray.
But that, wait, so that means like you stuck it up your ass and I, well, oh, no, wait, no, that means I, oh.
No.
Yep.
So, Yesterday was the Oscars. We could talk a little bit about that before we get going since we're already on that subject. Did you guys, I thought we'll cover it real quick. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was a fantastic host. I think he did a great job. He mixed in enough funny business and enough Matt Damon jokes to please our senses. It was really great.
Yeah, they were really funny.
He was ripping on Matt Damon the whole time.
Yeah. Well, if you have that platform, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the ladies and gentlemen, Ben Affleck and guest.
I loved it. And then, yeah. And then he's like, you're playing me off. I'm not winning anything. I'm presenting.
Yeah. He's like, are you kidding me? Why are you playing me off? And then it goes down to the orchestral pit and there's fucking Jimmy Kimmel conducting the orchestra.
He's like, we want to go home. Wrap this up.
Yeah, wrap this up. We want to go home.
I thought
he was great. He was like, Jimmy Kimmel was great as a host. And like I said, he had just enough jokes to really, I thought it was a good time.
I felt bad for him though at the end when they did present the, because he was like, I knew I'd mess this up somehow. Like, well, yeah. I won't be back next year. Like, 100% not his fault. 100% Faye Dunaway's fault. Like,
I don't know, man. I mean, well, it was, but they were under pressure. I mean, we talked about this earlier in chat, but I mean, I don't think it was so much their fault. I mean, they were handed an envelope, and Faye Dunaway didn't know what Warren Beatty was on, you know, so they were just like, she was just wrapping that shit up. She thought he was playing a joke.
I will say this, though. I was listening to our dear favorite show that we were talking about earlier, My Brother and Me, which released this morning, and they talk about it a little bit also, and they're like bullshit, it's not her fault, because she looked at that envelope and she saw in big letters Emma Stone. Emma Stone's not a fucking movie. Like, she went with the small print underneath for La La Land. So it's not like, oh, I saw La La Land and was assumed that's it. No, bitch, you read fucking Emma Stone like huge. Because you know those are, it's like the winner big and what they won like for normally smaller. Or in the case of like Best Picture, it's the picture, and then underneath, very small, all the producers of the movie. So like, and then on top of that, the fact that she bailed immediately, like went backstage, and then refused to answer any questions or comment on the whole thing. Like, she knows she's guilty.
She was really that had to be very embarrassing. But I don't know, man. I know my side of the argument as well. Still remains. I think you put up two fucking old ass people who got confused. Didn't know what was going on, and just fucking read the name on the card. Like, I feel like if you had anybody else,
I think it has anything to do with them being old. I think it has to do, except for in the case of her not giving a shit. She's like what, 70 something, whatever. I don't know how old she is, but like, I don't give a shit. I'm here. I said my thing, and I'm out. Whereas, but you look at Warren Beatty, and he looks at the card, and it's like a moment of panic, just that, oh shit, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now, because no one has ever had the wrong card, except I'm sure there's the whole thing with what's her face for winning the movie, My Cousin Vinny, what's her name, Marissa Tomei, won for like best actress or whatever, up against like people who actually should have won back in whenever, for My Cousin Vinny, whenever that came out.
I don't remember.
That was like 94, 95 maybe.
Yeah, sure, yeah, exactly, because it was like up against, yeah. And but that's a whole different thing where it's like she didn't actually win. What? But the Oscars just rolled with it because they didn't know what to do or how to fix it. Like, but like in this case, you know, he did. He panicked because they're live. Like you said, they're in front of thousands of people in the auditorium and then millions of people worldwide. And so, of course, he panicked. He was like, he showed it to her for her to be like, for him to be like, this is not the right card. What do we do? And she's just like, fuck it. La La Land.
The point is not that they're old. I think the point is that they're not.
You just said that they're old.
Yeah, they're old. They're old because in the fact they're old in the fact that they're not like fucking fresh on their feet. They're not fast on their feet. I feel like if you had somebody else in there presenting the award, then they would have been like,
I think it depends 100% on who it is.
You know, that too. But I just feel like as they came out, you're like, something's up with these two. Like they're fucking off. Like they were just off from the beginning. Like there's no way to denying the fact that when they're walking up to that, you're just like, the fuck is going on with these two? Like before they even announced anything, in my mind, I was like, did they know they're at the awards? Like, do they know where they're at? Like I felt that way.
I never heard of
marijuana, man. It's legal in California.
That's you. Oh shit. Yeah, man, I forgot what I was going to ask. I was going to ask something about, oh, okay. Normally what they do for like best actor, best actress film and stuff, they have the people who won the previous year. What fucking won last year? Were they in it?
Who? No. No, they were not. I don't
think so. What
movie
won last year?
Movie of the... Ew. Oh, God.
Hey, Warren Beatty hasn't done stuff in years. I don't even remember what he did since, like, Bullworth.
Drugs. Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar. 2016 movie of the year. It was... Best picture was... The fuck? Why doesn't it show it here? Hold on, I'm pulling it up. Let's see. Best picture was Spotlight. Nope. Spotlight.
Nope, yeah. Nope. Nothing here.
Yeah. So
I don't. Yeah, because you know they had what's her face, Brie Larson, it was best actor because she won for The Room last year. And, you know, and so forth. So it's like sometimes they have the people who were involved in the movie before. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if they just do it for that one or if it's just for best actor and actress. Anyway, whatever.
Not sure.
Whatever. But all I know is that this year had the lowest ratings in like the last 9 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they would pull in way more because of Jimmy Kimmel and like everything, all the pictures. The pictures were really good.
It was the lowest ratings of any of the last 9 years. And I think it's because I read somewhere that 65% of people didn't know or hadn't seen any of the movies that were up for anything this year, really. I'm in that. I don't know if I've seen any of the movies that were up for Best Picture. I can't even tell you what movies, aside from like, I got Moonlight, which won, right?
I want to see Moonlight.
Agreed. And then was The Arrival up? I assume it was. It seemed like a movie.
Had like one or two.
Yeah, it wasn't up for Picture of the Year. It was like,
well, I don't fucking
best
know.
Sound.
I think
they won for Best Sound.
You know what else is kind of strange is normally on Facebook, like the week of and leading up, you see everybody post like Oscar party, my house, come on over, and like I didn't see any of those posts. I don't think it was a big get together this year. I didn't see anybody.
I just don't think that any of the movies, and I kind of felt this way last year. Last year, aside from Rogue One and like the Harry Potter movie, right? It kind of felt like a year for movies. I mean, there were some good ones. Like we were like Deadpool and early last year and stuff. And I think we had this discussion when we did our like top fives for the year. That it was like, oh, what movies did I like this year? And I was kind of like, well, I mean, there are a few, but I don't feel like I've seen a lot because none of made me go to the theater.
We even struggled to get a top five going. Good thing we didn't do top 10.
Yeah.
What was I going to bring up?
Well, speaking of, I mean, if you want to think about it real quick, speaking of Harry Potter.
Yeah, they won. They won last night.
Yeah. And now I can go see that movie because now I've seen the whole series.
Good job,
Kevin.
Kev
finally watched all seven, eight Harry Potter
movies.
You know why he did that? He had to because it was almost his birthday, and he knew he wouldn't get a gift from Kiwi if he didn't finish
it. Oh, boo. No, I really wanted to finish it, especially how are you going to watch Deathly Hallows Part 1 and not want to watch Part 2, like, almost immediately?
Well, like us, when we had to go see it in the theater and then wait.
Yeah, like 6 months apart.
Yeah. No, was it 6 months? I thought it was further than that. That was like a year apart.
No, it was 6 months.
No, it was like 6 months.
They did They did one in the summer and then one in the winter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was fantastic, though. It was a great ending. I think they really tied up the series. And I loved all the stuff that happened with Neville Longbottom. I always felt like he was going to have a major role in it, the way they kind of led him up to it. So, yeah, I was all for it. And then Debbie told me afterwards about the whole, like, his birthday was the same as Harry Potter's and all of that stuff. So there's a bunch of fan theories going around. So it was really cool. I saw that coming, but I'm glad it played out the way it did. And I enjoyed the series as a whole.
I love, there's a thing I'm sure I don't know if you've seen it on the internet, and if you had, you probably wouldn't know what the fuck I was talking about, but it's one of those, like, someone posted, like, it's like a lady at a protest and she's holding a sign and it's like, If Lily Potter had an abortion, then who would have gotten rid of Voldemort? And literally the person responds like, Neville Longbottom, have you read the fucking book?
Like, and that, yeah, I heard they go more into detail on that in the book. So
yeah,
but like, yeah, it was awesome. So and so now I got to go see the Fantastic Beasts, which is probably going to be out on Blu-ray soon. So
that's right, it's gonna be soon. Also, hey, now that you've watched the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Would you read and or listen to the audiobook version? Like, do you have any desire to actually, like, dive into the books?
Honestly, if it came down to it, if there was a way I could skip or even, like, do summaries of the first two, because the first
so
two
short.
Movies,
yeah.
Are they?
No, for sure.
Okay, the first two movies, though, were so fucking hard to get through. So, like, fucking, it was like John Hughes, or was it Chris Columbus or John Hughes to direct it?
It was Chris Columbus. It was not John Hughes.
Okay.
If it was a John Hughes movie, it would have been, okay, a Harry Potter John Hughes movie would be epic as fuck. It would also be different. It would be like Harry Potter is outside of, like, I don't know, the fucking castle, and he's got, like, a goddamn boombox on his head.
And they're all stuck.
In your eyes playing while, like, I guess Ginny Weasley is, like, hanging out. I don't fucking know.
No, I was going to say, Ron Weasley would be the friend that doesn't just, like, the girl doesn't see him at all.
The entire movie would take place in a library in the castle, like, at the school.
Oh, man. It was good all around, though. Yeah, but I can't. The first two movies are really hard to get through.
Well, and I will say this.
When it started getting darker, it was awesome.
Yeah, to be fair, the first two movies, one, Chris Columbus, garbage. Also, they are probably the truest movie-to-book adaptations of the entire series. But because they're shorter books, they're really easy to cram into.
I don't think they were garbage. I liked them. I like them for what they are.
Oh, they're garbage.
The movies? No, I don't think so. I disagree. I enjoy
them. That's my only frame of reference, so...
The reason I think they're garbage is because they're different. They're kids movies at that point, and they quickly become not kids movies anymore. Especially when you got Alfonso Cuarón directed the third one, and it's the best because it's from that point that all the rest of the movies follow his cue as far as tone, far as like the way that the everything looks, like even like the color palette for the movie, mm-hmm. as well as like the costuming and wardrobe.
It really grays. Yeah.
In the first movie, it's all like, look at us in these crazy wizard robes. We look like someone from like the 19th century or 18th century. Like, you know, like we're way set back. And then, the other one, like they're not in class. They're wearing fucking normal clothes, like a normal goddamn kid. You know what I mean? Like they're not just in their school robes the entire time. It's like, hey, look, I'm in blue jeans and a sweater. Right. I don't know. It just, it had that more realistic feel. And that's kind of where it went after that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it's only us three in the room right now, so we don't have to hear anyone else's opinions on Harry Potter.
Yeah. I will say this, the chat, everyone said that the books are better than the movies. So
yeah. But I mean, like, I want to say 90% of the time the books are better than the movies, obviously, because people have, like, you know, you get more detailed and people get their own imaginations on
things. There's a lot of fun story, like side stories and stuff that are going on in these, because I'm currently re-listening to the Harry Potter series. It's been a couple years since I've read them or anything, so I got them on Audible, and I'm listening through them, and it's been great, especially because there's so much stuff that even if I've read the books and I've seen the movies hundreds of times, you just forget about for whatever reason. So it's been a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. If you like the just audio book.
I have a couple Peter Klein's books I got to get through, and then I'll go to it. Like I still have to read The Fold. I have to read The Fold.
Okay. Before we move on, I wanted to,
we're never gonna get to the show tonight.
I just wanted to say that Suicide Squad now has more Oscars than most movies that should.
I thought you were gonna say more Oscars than Leo.
Oh,
they only got one,
no,
right?
They're tied with Leo.
Oh my god.
Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yep. If you like what we're talking about and you like our little jibber jabber back and forth right there that you heard, you can always subscribe to us so you get more of it on Audio Boom, who provides all of our bandwidth. We thank them for that. Also, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. And coming soon, I'm trying to get us on iHeartRadio.
Nice.
So that is happening.
What?
Yeah, that's
a thing?
That's a thing.
Between Justin Bieber songs, you'll find us.
So that is happening. Hopefully that'll happen very soon. So we'll let you know in case you use that platform as well. Let's see. What else we got?
A podcasting service.
Yeah, they do. We want to talk about some other shows that we do as well. We have 8-Bit Legends. We have Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, 8-Bit Saga, and Garbage Day. So whatever you like, we can tickle that fancy. Okay? We'll tickle it all the way. Okay, we do have an event coming up at the end of March, and it is Dallas Comic Con. We will be there from the 31st to the 2nd. We will be reporting live from the showroom floor. Listen, just because we get in and they let us in and we report from the show doesn't mean that we have to show them favor. So you will get an honest opinion one way or another. And our first honest opinion starts now. I just got an email today.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound good.
I got an email today about one of their guest stars, Mark Hamill. And they released the pricing for a package deal for him. So he's going to do he's going to do a panel. And the panel is going to be with Kevin Conroy. And so it's called the Killing Joke panel. But they also are doing, you get a photo op with them and you get an autograph and you get priority seating at the event. The price of this event is not included with your ticket price. So you still have to buy your ticket. It's $499.
So you can get a PSVR or you can meet Mark
Hamill.
I almost said Mark Kenobi.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, God.
Oh, God damn it.
Damn it.
Hey.
I was the one.
Hey, I'm not going to be at Dallas Comic Con, but, you know, maybe I'll be at the other one, okay?
Why aren't you going to be at Dallas Comic Con? Never mind. Why do I even engage?
Oh, that's a good question, Kevin. Let me tell you about my itinerary, okay? Itinerary. I got a lot of cool things going on, okay? I record, like, this new show that I'm on called 8-Bit Saga, okay? And then I got to go and do another Transformers movie. We're finishing that up. It's in post-production right now. And then I'm doing a Scary movie. And then I got a love movie coming out. And then some other stuff. Like,
what exactly is a love movie?
It's like a movie from your heart.
Are you going to hang dong in it?
I don't speak like that, Kevin. Anyway, gotta go.
Oh, I was gonna ask him about his Twitter.
Oh, maybe he'll come back.
He'll come back, trust me.
Mark Kenobi has a Twitter account now. You can follow him at Real Mark Kenobi.
Yeah, he says
it's funny.
He says some good stuff.
You should get verified so it has that little check mark next to it.
So yeah, so going back to Dallas Comic Con, I think the pricing is ridiculous for what they give you. I understand Doug brought up a good point. Hey, this is how they bring in the stars and everything. Yes, it is. But I do think that people are getting shortchanged and taken advantage of, especially with what you're getting for going out to Celebration, Doug. For your price of admission for that?
Oh, well, okay. But here's the difference. So again, the $4.99 for his thing is $4.99, and that's for the panel, the one panel, the photo op with, I believe, both of them in the autograph session or whatever with both. Well, I believe it's for both. I don't think it's just for Mark Hamill. $4.99 for those like three things, essentially. $4.99 plus your $85 for a 3-day pass.
Yep, 3-week pass.
It costs more to go to this con than it does to go to Disney World, essentially.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Not
so
by much.
We're going to Star Wars Celebration in Orlando, Florida in April. We got the Jedi Knight VIP tickets. Okay. So that's a dumb amount of stuff. One, you get into the showroom floor like the night before, you get like a little sneak peek thing or whatever. And like their Star Wars shop that they have there where you can buy like official merchandise. You get in 30 minutes early every day, every morning. You're in there 30 minutes before. You have priority seating for every panel. You have priority autograph stuff. So you just like right to the front, I believe, for the autographs or some shit. I forget exactly how it works. And then you there's a meet and greet with some people from Star Wars. And then this is all this fucking shit. It's $7.50. So while it is more almost... I'm not even almost twice as much, but $7.50 versus $4.99. But that's also the price of admission. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's all that stuff. Plus you get to go to fucking Star Wars Celebration.
Right.
Which, I mean, and normal tickets for that are like, I think like $100 for 3 days. It's probably not even that much. Like the 3 day passes were not that expensive because they're not the 3 day or the 4 day passes. They're 4 day. They're already sold out, but you can still buy individuals, but it was still like, it wasn't that expensive. So it's just like, it's a smaller convention, Dallas Comic Con, I feel, although like this guest list is unreal. I feel like they have to do stuff to, and it may be the fact that they did like Breakfast with Stan Lee last year for $1,000 is why they're able to afford Mark Hamill this year, you know, like,
yeah, possibly, but people are going to pay it. People will pay it. So we'll expect, we said that last year, we'll expect more of it, and it shouldn't be surprising, but it pisses me off just because of the, I think it just takes advantage of people, and I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
Speaking of taking advantage of people, you guys should give us money.
You could have breakfast with Jeremy.
Listen, we would really like to go to this Mark Hamill panel.
Yeah, well, we need $500.
I'm just kidding. We have press passes, which says, if I remember correctly, that we get access to the paid events.
We do get access, so we don't have to pay $500.
So suck it, you losers. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. Mark Hamill's listening to this, and he's like, nah, I'm going to cancel it for these two.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Because he listens to all of our podcasts.
I'll see you at Celebration, Mark.
You can support us on Patreon. If you do like to give us some money, that'd be great, because it goes towards a lot of cool things. Like, hey, our con that's coming up in May. We got a booth, and we're giving away a whole bunch of cool stuff to try to expand our reach even more. Last year, it was a huge success. We, since then, we've just made new connections everywhere. Our listener base has skyrocketed. So it does work. You know, like we see the data from this, and going out there and meeting people and introducing them to the show, it works. So that's what your money's going towards right now. Later on, it'll go towards help with new gear and making the show so much better. So anything helps. $1 a month, $1 a week, $1 a day, whatever you want to give. You can do it over on Patreon. Links are below and on the website. Okay, now it's been 30 minutes. Let's start the show.
And that's our pre-show, everyone.
Welcome to the show. So every week we like to get things started with a little bit of misconnections. We take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way. We do ad lib, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to miss connections.
Do we got a special? We got our special guest this week. Where's he at?
Are you talking about me?
Hey,
what's up, fellas?
How you doing, Sean?
What's up?
Oh, you know, listen. We just released. We were talking about Saga earlier. I heard my boy, my BFF Mark, show up, and I just want to say, like, I have not been in a lot of episodes a whole lot recently, and it kind of is not like my jam. Like, you guys pay for me to fly down here like once, you know, every week, right? But then also like on a Saturday when I should be getting this D wet, I'm like hanging around with a bunch of fucking nerds around a goddamn table at Ed's house. which like, I gotta be honest, like, even though it kind of smells like my own apartment, it just smells like smoke and burritos and feet and weed and alcohol and taquitos and pizza and chlorine and bleach.
Wait, what? Why chlorine?
Oh, Ed's got a pool.
Oh, note to self, bring some trunks.
Bring some trunks. So it's just,
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
I just wish I was in the show more. Like, I should be like a mainstay character, you know. Like, I feel like I bring a lot to the show as, like, you know, the ratchety old robot.
I mean, I just feel like you're better in small doses, maybe, but I feel like we should have Doug in on this conversation. Maybe we can speak about this on Saturday.
Every time that he's in town, all the smells that he described is what my office / guest room smells like. my couch back there folds out into the bed that he'll be sleeping in later, and it takes a week to get it out.
And then he's back.
And then he's back on a Saturday. Like, he'll be back this Saturday. You know, he's headed out after the show tonight to where the fuck he's going, and then I gotta go pick him up fucking Friday night because he'll be back on Saturday.
That's gross. That's gross. I'm sorry you have to.
So anyway.
Oh, hey, okay.
Well, I just wanted to a little shout out to this woman I met on Thursday.
Okay.
So this goes out. This is at the Mesa Ridge Apartments, Russell Road, around 2 p.m. last Thursday. Russell Nell. I guess it's the road it was on. Russell and Nellis is which the apartments are on. I don't think you guys are ready for this.
No.
You were the hot, mature grandma. We saw each other at the Green Valley Grocer down the road. You were getting into the car with your grandson, but you were not so bashful as to flash that hot, sweet honey hole up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hold on.
Did Sean go somewhere? Did he, like, walk off?
Yeah, he got real embarrassed. He turned really red. I think even sometimes he can't imagine, he's like, I can't believe I wrote that.
That'd be an amazing shirt. Hot, sweet honey hole.
Nah.
No.
I would wear it. No.
No. It says # honey hole. All right. You were not so bashful as to flash that hot, sweet honey hole up under that yellow skirt when you got in. I turned into the stores lot right across from the Mesa Ridge Apartments where you turn into. But before I could get turned around and follow you over, like, you kind of waved. You were out of the car. Oh. Sorry. Oh, this is Doug talking. I didn't realize that she waved him in. She's with her grandson.
Yeah, like, come on in.
Maybe you'd like to flash that hot, sweet pussy again today and sample this talented tongue. I waved back at you. See, she waved at me. She was like, come on over. She was singing, actually, that I think it was that Christina Aguilera song. She was like, come on over, baby.
It would have been great if you were like, yeah, she's singing that sweet Christina Aguilera song. I'm a genie in a pot. Something that completely doesn't.
So she was laving like that, and I was like, with my tongue. I realized I had to make a noise because this is an audio medium. You have me crazy in the taste. If you see this long, this long shot in the dark, sorry, I suck at punctuation this week, reply with color and type of vehicle I was in, so I know it's you.
So you're into the grandmas.
I'm into anything.
With a sweet honey hole.
I've been into anything.
Bad visual.
Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
We have some first-time watchers in the stream. I hope that we live up to your to what you think we look like. I know a letdown. It's a letdown, right? It's probably a letdown.
That's me. I'll take the blame on that one. My bad.
Okay, so it's my turn here, and since he's already here today, I might as well bring him back out. It was not my intention to have him read this.
Didn't he just go out a window?
Oh shit!
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh shit, Mark, it's me. Hey, Mark, it's me, Sean, your biggest fan.
Hey, what's up? What's up, bro? Siffy?
Yo, I haven't seen you in a bit. I gotta admit, listen, my apartment had this very distinct like taco smell.
Yeah,
but you haven't been over in a bit, so it doesn't smell like tacos anymore, which was really nice because it was definitely masking the cum smell.
Listen, I'd love to come over because I got five fingers for you. Five fingers of high fives.
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah. And then we could go out and we get a hot dog or something. And then after the hot dog, sorry, I was like hyperventilating. I got excited.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't been on the show in forever.
Do you need like a, what are they called when those stupid asthma kids take the little asthma inhaler thing? Do you need an inhaler?
No, let me just take a drink real quick.
Okay.
Oh. Why do you sound like that when you drink, Marky?
It's just how I've always been. I'm sorry, okay? This is how I've been. Anyways, hey, Kev.
Hi again, Mark.
Hey,
meet Marky.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes,
you
Mark.
You're not going to believe the story I got for you this week.
I probably won't.
Okay, here we go. I believe her name was Debbie or Liz. I get it mixed up now, okay? Male for woman in North Vegas. I love Vegas. I'm 5'6", pretty accurate, Hispanic, made that up, single, and 25. Once again, I look 25. I'm more like 45, but don't tell anyone. Anyways, we met like 3+ years ago. It's been a long time. We met at the Lucky Casinos on the Shinnin Boulevard.
The what?
Boulevard in North Vegas.
Good enough.
We ended up like finding a room elsewhere and we fucked. It was real good. You brought wine, which is your favorite. You're Latina, over 30 years old. And you had big tits and a great ass.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Mark.
Yeah, sorry, I was just thinking about that. Like, my mind, it works like a what's it called? A hard drive or something. And you think about stuff and it brings it back up into your memories. It's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
Tell me more. Super interested.
Oh, my.
Another time, maybe.
Okay.
I'm a younger Latino myself. 5'6".
Mark Wall.
Yeah, it's got connections.
Oh, God. We almost went racist with it. Mark Wahlbeener. I was like, no, stop that mouth.
Marco Wahlberg?
Anyways.
Still said it, so I still feel pretty racist, so I apologize to our listeners.
I believe at the time you were drinking a Santa Fe SUV or Lincoln SUV. We first communicated through Meet or Believe or Keek. I don't know. I use them all.
Keek.
We agreed with being friends with benefits. You couldn't believe... That's how I wrote it.
Yeah.
A younger guy would be down for it. can't believe you. I'm such a good actor that you believe I was that young. But I was, you know, but I was, and I still am. I lost connection because I had to move out of Pfiff State.
P.F. Chang's.
Now, Noe, I'm back in Vegas for good, okay?
You got really belligerent toward the end.
Well, yeah. Sometimes when you're drinking and you're writing, it, you know. What's up, guys?
Hi, Mark.
So that's my story. Kevin, what'd you think of it?
I drilled down a little too long. Mm-hmm. So you got a little belligerent at the end. You were false flagging as a Latino, which you are not.
Well, I mean, it gets the girls.
Telling them that you're a Latin lover?
Yeah. They believe it, too, because I'm an actor.
Oh. Hey, Marky, someone's calling you from outside the window.
Oh, hold on. Let me go check.
It's me.
Oh, hey. Hey, I'm coming right now.
Let's go over to Ed's and jump in the pool.
Okay.
Thank God they're gone.
Hey.
Oh, man, God.
I got to become good friends with this Ed character. He's got a pool. Mm. I got a bunch of weird random pool accessories I got from Walmart, so I need to put them to good use.
Is that Velvet Jones?
Hey!
My man!
Hey, Velvet, coming back up! Hey, what's going
on?
Hey, what's going on, Velvet?
Yo, Marky,
Hey, hold on. I gotta help up. Hold on. I gotta help up Sean. Come on.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much. Holy shit, Velvet. I didn't know you were going to be here this week. It's the goddamn trifecta.
Hey, yeah, what's going on? Yeah. Hey, we should almost record like...
Y'all are messing up the floor with your wetness.
Hey, we should almost record like an advice show again. Remember when we did that?
Yeah, we should do that. Remember that time we answered all those sex questions in the pre-show that you can find on patreon.com/8bitgeek?
I remember it fondly.
It's almost like you gave the address out, like www.patreon.com/8bitgeek.
Yeah, it's exactly where you might be able to find such a thing if you were so inclined to go donate a dollar and listen to it. It's not this episode, so don't go looking for it, but it was a while back.
Hey, Velvet, we don't mean to spill your spotlight, but...
To spill your spotlight?
Nah, I'm the only one who does the spilling in here. But besides, you guys smell like pool chemicals right now.
Well, that's weird because we haven't gone to Ed's yet. It's a couple of miles
away.
Yeah,
that's the weird part, really. That's what I'm thinking.
We were right outside the window.
How the hell did you guys get so wet?
Oh. Well.
It's the life you lead as a Sean Pettis.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm older now, so experiments happen and stuff, so.
All right, well, check this out. Let me get through this little thing real quick, and then all three of us can go over to Ed's house because I really want to get wet.
Well, we'll wait for you outside, okay?
I got some flippy floppies. I got those things you put under your arms so you don't drown. I got all kinds of stuff for that pool.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Hey, hold my hand. Let's jump out the window together.
Let's do it. Ready?
Okay, one, two, three.
They know it's only like a one floor house, right?
I don't know. I guess they do. I mean, we have established this. It's easy to get back in.
Not 100% sure why Sean needed help getting through the window.
Yeah,
earlier,
I don't either.
unless they're like either in like Blue's Clues, which is the first thing that comes to mind, or like. Fucking Mary Poppins, and there's jumping like into a painting outside. I don't know. Like there must be something outside the window. They're all like, "Blue can't do, you can't do."
All right, let me do me for a thing. Can I do me? Y'all gonna let me do me?
We'll see. Right.
Oh yeah, man,
what?
Do your
Sean,
thing.
Why are you back?
How does he do that?
This is really weird. He just came out of the Night of the Living Dead poster behind me. It was really... Oh, man.
Well, let me get to this real quick. This one's all about that good. This is a male for women in Flagstaff. Let's just say she left me at half mast. My age this week, 30. Now, let's get two things straight off rip. I don't know what the hell... Rest in peace. First, you... will be sexy before even attempting to get on top of this dick. That's the first rule, Fight Club. Second, you will be third. What? Second, you will be third or side piece at best. There's a whole bunch of women in line. Just take a number. If you can handle those two, which that was like three rules, actually. If you can handle those two and play that position, then maybe we can make a run at keeping it casual, yet normal way of life. This is I really don't know why I threw an quote.
Velvet, this is a riddle that I can't solve.
It's a little something I've been concocting for the last couple of weeks. Like I got a little of them pool chemicals in my system, so I've just been writing some weird shit.
It looks like it.
So I got chlorine in my mind. This one's all to y'all. This one's for Velvet Jones. Why is it so quiet?
I'm just waiting for you to say it.
Oh, okay. Let me go out the window. Conversations.
Finally, let's get the fuck out of here.
Hey,
Ed will be there in 5 minutes.
Hey, I've got my car. Get in, okay?
Hold on to my dick noodles.
What?
They're just called,
like the pool floaty, like
they're
the,
just
the noodles.
Noodles.
Just called dick noodles.
I don't know what he does. He's man.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Oh, that was good. Okay, so. All right, so there was a couple movies that came out this week. Actually, only one that's worth noting. It's called Get Out, and it's a horror flick. And it made $30.5 million at the box office, and which is awesome. This thing was written and directed by Jordan Peele from Key and Peele. So he's in love. I was listening to him on The Nerdist in an interview. His number one favorite genre is horror films. And he said with this one, he just cherry-picked out of all of his favorite horror films, combined them all into one, and said, here you go. And gave us this. And so it's actually a really great, I mean, the undertones of this film are really great. It's all about breaking the stereotypes of a black man. And it looks phenomenal. I really want to see this. I'm not much into going to the theater to see horror flicks, but I definitely want to get out and see this one. Get it?
Well, and it's like a horror comedy, right? So it's
there's no comedy. It's not a comedy at all. It's a straight horror flick, dude.
Really?
Well, yeah. I saw something that was like, Get Out brings the scares, but just like its director, Jordan Peele, also brings the laughs.
Well,
yeah, see, and that's what I heard. Yeah.
Okay, so I was listening to this interview, and he was like, no, it's got like its moments, but it's not a comedy. It's got its funny moments like any other horror film, like anybody, you know, but it's not a comedy. It's a straight.
So say maybe something like Cabin in the Woods.
Maybe, like I said, I haven't seen it, so I can't give you a definite yes or no. But I would lean more towards Cabin in the Woods, where it's more self-aware, than most.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I think we should definitely at least one.
We have
of us
homework
check
this week,
out.
Boys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, coming at number two in the box office was the Lego Batman movie. So it's up to $133 million. Number three is John Wick, Chapter 2, making $74 million. We'll get a sequel to that. Here's the interesting one. Normally, we only do like the top three nowadays, but The Great Wall. It has only made $34.4 million in the U.S. China, it's already broke $100
million. Well, they're probably like, let's see how accurate this really is.
Well, the thing, hold on, Kev, here's the thing, is that this movie is directed by like a Chinese director. It's their attempt to combine China's Hollywood with America's Hollywood. That's why he's in this movie, is that the people who wrote and like directed this movie are Asian filmmakers, and they like it was their call to put, you know, there's that whole like, oh, this movie, because we talked about when he first came out, we're like, this looks like just fucking whitewashing, where again you have to have the white hero show up and save the day. And it was their call. Like they're the ones who, because one, they think that Matt Damon is you know, he will bring people to the theater, but also it was it's their story. I don't know. It's tough, like, because it's like when you see like who directed it and stuff, like, it's like, well,
this is a straight out like China now is a big part of Hollywood. You see in a lot of the movies you see nowadays, there are a lot of Chinese backers, Chinese companies and film companies that are backing American movies because they play so well in China as well. And so there's a
Avengers,
big market there.
Transformers.
Anything. Yeah. This one. And, you know, his character is portrayed in the trailers as the hero, but he's really a bad guy from what I've read in this film. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a hit over in China. People really love it. It makes me want to see it. I know it didn't connect well with the American audience, but it definitely intrigues me.
I still, every time I see a movie like this, the first thing I think of is that skit in Chappelle's Show where they had the dude where he's like, this is crazy. White people done lost their mind. They got the Mexican starring Brad Pitt. They've got The Last Samurai starring Tom Cruise. He's like, I'm going to make a movie called The Last Black Guy on Earth starring Tom Hanks.
It'd work. I'd go see that movie.
Well, that's what I said. Like, there's a lot of movies, like you said, like The Last Samurai, right? And that's like one of those movies where it's like, actually, the person that the movie's based on was like a black dude from like Africa. It was like crazy. And then, what was it? A fucking that terrible Keanu Reeves movie.
Oh no, it was not terrible. I liked
that
movie.
That movie sucked dick. Mm-mm. It was fucking god awful because it was Hollywood trying to make a movie they had no business making, and it was terrible.
I enjoyed it. Obviously, it wasn't. It's not like in the top five of mine, but it was entertaining to me.
I will never watch that movie again.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, saw it in theaters.
Well,
I won't.
I won't see it again. But I was entertained. It's not a movie I'm going to keep going back to and being like, oh shit! Once every 5 years, I gotta see Ronin. It's that.
I mean,
good.
Why would you watch that when you have John Wick, which seems like the more superior action movie with Keanu Reeves?
Oh, it's so fucking good. You might as well call this the Matrix Part 5. Fuck, that's so good.
The Matrix when you kill his dog.
I saw an interview with him a couple weeks ago on Graham Norton, and they were asking about Bill and Ted 3. And apparently it's happening. Like he said, they have a script. They have, like, they're working on a script. Mm-hmm. Like,
that as well. I mean, this one got funded with no problem.
Yeah, they're like, and he's talking about, like, yeah, I mean, like, we'd be like 50 now, and like it'd be like us dealing with like our kids. Like, we were supposed to create some song to save the world, and we never did. And then, like, he's like, so now we have to do it, but now I have to save the universe. He's like, but the problem is, like, George Carlin's passed.
Yeah.
So we don't have someone to come back in time and, like, you know, to get us to do it. And Whoopi Goldberg was on the show. She was like, hell, I'll do it. He was like, for real? Like, hold on. For real? Like,
that'd be cool. I'm down with that. Would,
right? Like, perfect casting. If they make this movie and it's not fucking Whoopi Goldberg, like, goddamn it, you guys fucked up.
Just picture her showing up. Station! What was, I'm trying to think of the, what was the Be Excellent or something? Be Excellent. Like, she's got a real raspy voice.
All
right, let's get into some movie news. We only got a couple things to hit up here, which I know people like, because I've noticed that our audience is loving all the gaming stuff, but we still love movies, so we're sorry that you have to sit through this, okay? Matt Reeves is officially signed on as the director of The Batman. So
what has Matt Reeves directed?
What's that?
He did
The Shining.
He did Planet of the Apes.
He did not do The Shining.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I'm even in my head going like, okay, they talked about making Dr. Sleep a movie. Did he do the sequel? Like, that hasn't happened yet.
He has not made a lot of things. So he did. Listen to this: Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
Oh, he did Cloverfield.
No.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. He produced that, didn't he?
No, he directed Cloverfield.
Was he the director?
Yeah, he was the director for Cloverfield. He was the director for Let Me In, which was cool. That was the Americanized version of Let the Right One In.
Dude, Let the Right One In? So fucking good.
And well, he did.
Let Me In was still really good, too. Chloe Grace Moretz did a great job.
He did Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which was a fantastic film.
And he's also... in post-production, War of the Planet of the Apes.
All right, so he's got some stuff.
Yeah.
All right. No, you know, okay. I didn't know what he did, but
the problem here.
He also directed a couple episodes of Felicity. So
yes,
you know, if you can, yeah, exactly. You get what's her face? Oh, what the fuck is her face?
Her face.
What's her face?
Oh, her face.
That's her name.
Felicity. If you get Felicity.
Felicity Jones.
Felicity Flockhart.
Nope.
Carrie Russell.
Yes.
Uma Thurman.
You get Carrie Russell onto into the Batman. Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah.
She could be anybody. She could be anybody. She could be anybody in that movie.
The only problem with this is the fact that now they're rewriting. So we're not going to see. We're not going to see Mr. Ben Affleck's vision of what.
Man,
Batman.
You know that fool didn't finish shit. I ain't worried.
I mean, I wonder. I wonder if they're going to throw in the goddamn Martha and Bruce Wayne, or Martha and
Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne getting shot again.
Damn.
Go figure. In the goddamn PSVR game, what's the first thing that happens in it? You get to see your parents die in VR. It's like they really cram that shit down your throat.
Yeah,
he has to have a reason, Kev.
We all know. Everyone knows his goddamn backstory. People
but here's
have visited
the
this
here's the thing metal. That you are forgetting, Kev. That game is someone's fucking introduction to Batman.
PSVR.
To anything ever, Batman is someone's fucking introduction
Every
to Batman.
Goddamn.
Kevin, you gotta understand this. There's only one new Batman movie every 10 years, and that means that somebody was born. Okay, so they reboot it, and every 10 years there's someone born, and that's a new generation. So you're talking about a whole class of teenagers who are now watching this going, oh shit, Martha died.
it's the same thing with the games too. Like, yeah, I guarantee you some fucking 8-year-old got that game from their parents, has probably never watched Batman the Animated Series, probably didn't watch Batman versus Superman, mm-hmm. probably didn't in that case didn't watch the old Batman, like I said, the old Batman movies, the fucking ones by Christopher Nolan, right, or anything before that. So yeah, this may be their first introduction to Batman. You gotta show what the fuck he's about. Dude wants justice. Parents dead.
I'm just saying.
Maybe they
Spider-Man,
could do.
They only killed Uncle Ben like twice.
Maybe they could do this.
Every fucking movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Maybe they'll do this. Maybe they could just do this. At the beginning, they go, they go, I'm Batman. My parents died in an alley. That's all you get. Moving on.
Yeah, please. That's all we need. We don't need the fucking troll Mac and me bullshit where they have to do it every fucking movie.
I'm just saying, like, and, you know, I agree that scene, I guess it had to be in Batman vs. Superman. I mean, because that's the introduction to this new Batman. But I don't think it needs to be in the next movie. We're good with not ever seeing it. Like, seeing it again, it's fine if you're referencing it.
I'm surprised
but I'm
it
saying,
wasn't
like,
in Suicide Squad.
I almost said it was in Suicide Squad. I don't know why. No, it was Batman vs. Superman. But, yeah. Like, yeah, you reference it from here on out. You did it once in one movie. We're done with it. It's fine. But, like, you were talking about the VR game. Again, like, someone who's playing that may not have played the fucking Arkham series and may not have any introduction to Batman up until that point. Because, again, some 8-year-old's parents bought him that game. This is their first time. Like, they know Batman is a goddamn concept, you know, but they may not have read the comics. They may not watch any of the cartoons.
Preach
they may not
it.
Have seen any of the movies. So I understand why you should throw it into a game.
Yep.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kev.
I'm just saying.
Kev,
it doesn't pay off when you're
Kev.
You're fucking
sit down and shut up,
because
you just lost. Just sit down.
No winners or losers.
Just sit
here.
Down. Your argument's over. You got. Yeah,
go swim. Go swimming.
You got beat by Doug.
Yeah. Jump out that window. Go swimming.
My ride already left. Velvet's already on the road.
Good thing it's not a long drive. It's from just our make-believe studio here in Fort Worth, Texas.
We all know that DC is, of course, putting out a whole bunch of movies that they have no business doing because they can't get it all right now. They can't even keep a director for the Flash movie. There's talks of reshoots for the Batman movie that hasn't even shot anything yet. And they've already announced Nightwing is being added to the DCU, EU, and I don't know.
DCCU.
DCEU.
That means European Union.
It's an extended universe? I guess it technically is.
Yeah. So by Lego Batman director Chris McKay is in talks to direct it. I'm fine with a Nightwing movie. I think it's really cool to get all these cool films. But when you don't even have a baseline yet and everything is like, I don't know, man, like, it doesn't seem like they're trying. We've talked about this a million times. Shit is always like everyone's dropping out of everything. Does it make sense to add yet another superhero film?
No. When they don't have their shit together, like we've been saying, when you got Flash dropping out and it looks like another one of the movies is having issues right now. Green Lantern or something was reported recently where they're like having issues with writers or some shit. Might have been Aquaman. But like, you don't need to add another fucking movie onto your roster. You guys can't even get the ones that you want made, especially when you have like Ben Affleck dropping out. It's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it. Don't worry about it. It ain't going to happen.
I agree. All right. One last news piece here. This makes my heart happy. I hope it's true. And the original cuts of Star Wars may finally be possible and be re-released on the 40th anniversary of Star Wars. So if anybody doesn't know the story, George Lucas says that all the original prints are gone and dead because of the fact that they re-edited those for the special editions.
And yeah, he cut the originals.
And so they said that, no, it's not possible. Well, guess what? The Mickey Mouse ears have found a way. And this is, so the reason why I believe that this is true is because the director of Rogue One actually saw one of these films. He saw the recut of the original Star Wars. It's all redone. It's remastered in its original form. So it looks amazing. Sound has been redone. He talked about it in an interview and on Twitter and stuff. And so
this is what I don't understand. How can Disney do this when Fox still owns the rights to the original trilogy until 2022 or 2021?
Because Fox needs money.
because I thought we already talked about this a little bit. It was only the original movie they have the rights to.
It's the original trilogy.
Are you sure? I really want to look that up. I really think maybe somebody, one of the fans knows too. If you know, tweet at us before we find out. I remember reading somewhere that they only have A New Hope, and then Disney has the other two. And so they still can't re-release it because of that, because there's a hold up on A New Hope. But maybe they've made a deal. Maybe they're gonna.
It's possible they made a deal. I mean, again, if you do the Spider-Man route of it, right? Like, where it's like, well, you guys still have it, but we is now a part of our universe, sort of thing. Like maybe they work something out. Plus, again, you got to see as well as like Civil War did, and you know how well Spider-Man's gonna do, like. It's amazing to me that Fox is still being like, X-Men is ours forever. Yeah. We're never letting go. We're going to kill this fucking series until you're next time you see the word X-Men, you want to rip your fucking eyes out.
But I heard Logan
Friday with Logan,
but I heard Logan's really fucking awesome. Like the best.
I know this is what they do. This is what they do, guys. They give you like one good movie. And then for the next 10 years, it's fucking garbage.
It's true.
They're like, man, we really like, knocked it out of the park.
I'm so sick of these movies. And then they're like, here's Deadpool 2. You're like, fuck.
Did you know that the executives were very against this version of Logan? Obviously, because probably wasn't going to sell any fucking
toys. Video games?
Yeah.
We talk about video games. Like they had when the first Wolverine Origins came out, that game was rated M and it sold.
That game was awesome.
It was better than the movie.
It was so much better than the movie. And you could you could slice people up. It was like, it had like the shitty story of the movie, but it had everything the movie didn't, which was blood.
Yeah.
And
dismemberment,
which was blood.
It did such a great job with that.
Blood and dismemberment. Just being able to hack people.
I miss Raven Software. Now all they do is really like Call of Duty sequels. But they used to make amazing games. They did the original X-Men Legends. Like that's what led to Marvel Ultimate Alliance. But then they also did, you know, just a ton of other games that were just so much fun to play. Damn it. Damn you, Call of Duty, for taking all the good developers.
Speaking of developers and games, let's jump into that. Now this story kind of blew my mind a little bit because I didn't see it coming. I don't know why. And I'll explain this in a second. So Twitch goes after Steam with direct game sales. This, when I read the headline, it definitely, the first time I ever was like, oh shit, someone could really rival Steam because of the player base that Twitch has. Now, I don't know why I didn't put two and two together. They've been kind of promoting their own client for some time now, ever since the Amazon hooked up with them and they've been giving out free, free stuff. And it says, oh, please download our client. And I was like, fuck that. Not another goddamn client. I didn't put two and two together that maybe one day they'll put together a game store, which they did. And now whenever you're watching a stream, there's going to be a button that says buy now. And it has the price right underneath the game. You can buy it directly from them. It goes into your Amazon. It goes to your Twitch account with your Twitch client. And that's it. Done deal.
Yeah.
Easy as pie. Is this something that you guys either A, see yourselves using, or B, it becoming very popular with streamers and gamers? Do you think they stick with Steam?
I think people will stick with Steam because Steam has been there through thick and thin.
And they already have, unless
like the deals are perfect or it offers something within it, like for streaming or something to make it, I don't know. It'd have to offer a lot for people to back off of fucking Steam. Are you kidding me?
You already have your library built up with Steam as well. So that's the big thing that Steam has going for it. Unless Twitch got some fucking exclusives. Unless they could pull off the fucking move of the century, which is, hey, Mass Effect, hey, EA, let me get exclusives to sell your game for a little while. Here's a whole bunch of money because we got that Amazon money.
Don't encourage them.
We got Amazon money, so I'm going to give you guys, we'll give you guys 100 mil. Just here you go.
And you got games for like super cheap, like cheaper than you can get on Steam. I don't really see the people swapping over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough though when you have what, 400 million players or fucking users or some shit. That's what Twitch has.
Yeah, and then, like Twitch has like the whole community already built into it. It's kind of how I feel about Twitch versus like, you know, YouTube Gaming or Beam, right? Like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, YouTube, you kind of have a community, but at the same time, like, it's not really set up for streaming, or it wasn't at that time. Whereas Twitch, people already have communities built there. They're not going to swap over.
Yeah. I mean, once again, YouTube and Beam both have some advantages to Twitch, but yeah, you're right. I mean, Twitch has such a built-in fan base that it's going to be really hard to move. Not until Beam, it really implements that into their Xbox One stuff, you're not going to see much. And even then, who knows?
All right. Speaking of the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, no. Good segue?
No? Okay. Well, it releases this week. I mean, it's kind of big news. Doug, I know, look at you. You're pampering your fingernails. You're like, boring. I'm going to chew my...
Pampering them?
Yeah, he's just doing a little bit. He's chewing them off a little bit. Okay, so it releases this week. It releases on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hype right now for it.
Is there?
Which, yes. Yes, Doug. People are actually really interested in this.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anyone talk about it.
People everywhere is talking about it, Doug. Just because you aren't, everyone else is. I know a lot of... It's not true.
Prove it.
If I'm not into it, no one else is. There's a huge demand for it. And Nintendo says that it won't suffer from early hardware shortages. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I do think...
I'll believe that when I see it.
I do think that the initial console will sell out and it won't be available, but I don't think we're going to run into another Nintendo Classic NES situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can afford to. Mm-hmm. I think they have to have a steady stream of supply.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for the obligatory Nintendo post of going, oh, we didn't know there wasn't that much demand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't know you guys wanted them. Maybe we should have shipped more than 50,000 of them to the United States.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I, well, I guess, once again,
I don't know why Reggie sounds like that, but he does.
I worked in the game industry for like over 10 years. I've seen that shit happen. Once again, going back to the Matrix, I've seen it repeat over and over again. And everyone always is like, no, it's going to get better this time. And it doesn't.
They definitely have a console seller. They have a mega hit on their hands. Everybody from what I've read, is that the legend
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, the Breath of the Wild is a phenomenal game from what I've been reading.
It looks great.
It does, but the problem is, see, I've been on the fence of getting one of these devices, and the problem is that I have two games coming out that are going to rival it in quality and in fun, which is Mass Effect, and and then you have that new Horizon game, and
this is coming out tonight.
Which is coming out tonight.
Horizon Zero Dawn. I mean, well, releases at midnight, otherwise tomorrow, Tuesday, right, or when you're listening to the podcast today.
And then you have Grasslands. And then you have Grasslands. And so you have three games there that... Wildlands. I say like, Grasslands because I love the grass in that game.
I was playing that game and I was just like, fuck, I want to mow this lawn.
I was like, my God. And I saw a riding mower and I thought my dreams have come true. I walked over to it. I was waiting for the E button and it didn't pop up. I was so fucking sad.
Oh, man. Lawn Mower Sim 2017.
Oh, man. Oh. Speaking, going on that game, did you guys play it this weekend? Did you guys get to play any of the open beta?
Of course, man. We played together. Kevin, did you already forget?
Okay. I know me and you did, and I was...
Are you asking people in the chat?
In the chat, also Doug, because I don't know if Doug played
this
weekend.
No, he was too busy for that shit.
No, I thought we were going to play Saturday night, and then Kel was like, I have to go to roller derby. And then we never... And then nothing ever happened.
Kevin and I played Saturday.
So then I was like, you know what? I'll stream some Sniper Elite for a bit until I hear from anybody, and then Jer showed up at one time on stream. He was like, oh, shit, I didn't know you were streaming. And he's like, I'm getting ready to go to bed. So
Yeah, we played Friday night then, at least. It was Jeremy and Ants and I.
And that shit was a ton of fun. We ran around and we went into a river and we swam with each other and got muddy.
And then you dropped a grenade on all of us.
That was very true. I said goodnight with a grenade.
Yeah. Ants says, Jeremy ran me over with a car.
It's normal. It happens. It's the way we say hi.
Oh, man. It was fun, though. We're definitely looking forward to that game. We're going to all pick it up, I believe. Doug, are you on board for full release?
We'll see. Yeah.
Here we go.
Maybe if we get an apology for not playing with him on Saturday.
Yeah, you fucking assholes.
How long does roller derby last, Kevin?
Yeah, right.
Started at 6:30. We didn't leave there till about 11 because there's two full games that happen. It was awesome, man. It was really, really good. Like, there was some close games going on.
6:30?
But you never answered the question if your wife was participating.
No, I did answer it. I said she's training.
It takes 2.5 hours to get through one game?
Probably, yeah, because there's 15-minute quarters plus a halftime.
Well, that's 30 minutes. And then you
15 minute, like that's an hour, technically an hour per game. But once again, with timeouts, you know how like sports events goes.
Your story is falling apart.
Yeah, I've watched roller derby at Comic Palooza, and those games last like 10 minutes. So.
Do you remember when we were growing up, they had that show Roller Games that it was like the WWE meets roller derby. It was fucking awesome. They had like bad guy teams and good guy teams, and they would like knock each other off like fucking pedestals. And it was awesome.
Hey, speaking of Raw tonight, right? Isn't Raw tonight?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Isn't Goldberg doing something tonight? Getting ready for Fastlane next weekend? I thought I read somewhere that...
Yeah, today's the go-home show for that.
Let me take these off and take a nap real quick, I guess.
Perfect. I didn't really have anything else. I just wanted to ask, because I'm a fan of Goldberg. I like him a lot when he comes out and like with the sparks and the things, and then he like breathes the smoke out.
He always looks like he's about to sneeze. He always has that like...
Well, probably. He just had a bunch of fucking explosions in your face. I don't know, but also just like the comeback and the kicking ass, and yeah, he's just a huge fucking dude. I watched it was like I think my buddy Ross showed me where he took out Brock Lesnar in like 30 seconds.
Yes,
that was dope.
Twice, he did it in like a minute 28 in like their actual match, and then in the Royal Rumble, like Brock Lesnar lasted like 30 seconds in the Royal Rumble against Goldberg.
It was literally like maybe 40 seconds when he speared him twice, and then that was dope.
It was cool. And they're gonna have a big match at WrestleMania, so this is leading up to that. Hey, now you know what Doug feels like when we talk about video games, Jer.
This segment was brought to you by Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, where Doug has taken over hosting duties.
Dude, you got to come on the show sometime. Yeah,
I will after WrestleMania.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay, so there was. Let's get through this. We're running over. There is a missing package.
Bitch, we ain't got no time frame.
I mean, you're right. Technically, you're right. I don't have an answer for that. there was a Super Nintendo package that was worth over $10,000 lost by the United Postal Service.
What?
Because they do that sort of thing.
Wait, what?
That yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Somebody was sending, this dude was sending his collection, if I'm reading this right. He sent it to some museum or some shit. I don't fucking know or care, but it got lost in the mail. $10,000 worth of PAL format Super Nintendo games. Oh yeah, it was on its way to an archivist and game historian.
And a what?
Yeah, one more time on that word.
Archivist.
Nope.
And game historian.
Now you got the game historian part right. Let's hear that.
Archivist.
What's wrong?
What? How do you say it then?
Archivist.
Archivist.
Like an archive? You know what an archive is?
Yeah, I know what an archive is. Archivist. I'm pretty sure if you look in the dictionary, you'll see how it's pronounced.
I'm sure you will.
You can say archive.
Yeah, sure.
This isn't your chives. This is archives.
Yes.
So it was finally found with a letter from the Postal Service saying, I'm sorry. This thing only was found because Reddit brought it to the top page. It made media headlines. And that's when UPS was like, oh, shit. Because they called UPS, USPS, and they're like, yeah, I can't help you. But as soon as the media, isn't that some shit? As soon as it goes to the media, then all of a sudden somebody goes, oh, maybe we should do something.
That's your fucking federal government at work. Ain't doing shit until you fucking take it to the spotlight. And even then, they won't do anything because Trump. Trump 2017. Trump America.
Somebody in the chat says it was stolen, not lost. Well, sorry, but stolen is still lost. If somebody steals something, you still lost it. So technically,
it's somebody's lost, not the person.
Somebody's lost.
It.
So sorry, Knuckles. You lose this round.
Mark, I don't know what it says. I'll be in a Switch this weekend. Can't wait to have to carry around a gasoline powered generator and a backpack to keep it charged.
That'll get you 30 extra minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
True story. Let's see. We got a couple more stories here. The next one is that Target leaked Shadow of Mordor, the sequel, Shadow of War.
Oops.
And oopsies, so then it forced the dev to come out today and officially announce it with a trailer. Mm-hmm. It's coming out in when? When does it come out?
August.
August.
Yeah, no, it's
August 22nd.
And then the first gameplay video is coming out March 8th.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So pretty excited. Oh, shit. I just got really upset because I just read that there's no PC listing showed, and it's because there's no PC version in the works. Well, fuck you.
Maybe because Warner Brothers can't get their fucking shit straight with PC versions of games.
Unbelievable. Like
that, you know, they had the issue with Mad Max. They had the issue with Batman. They had an issue with Just Cause 3. Holy shit, they had an issue with that.
Well, it does say no PC
Mortal Kombat was
shown.
Well, maybe.
And maybe because they're just not, choosing not to stock versions and not that there isn't one in the works.
That's
because
true.
They have put out all like their other games. That's surely they've gotten their, shit figured out.
Yeah, PC's a big market. If it doesn't come out on PC, I'll probably just pick it up on the Switch because it'll be on that, right, guys?
So, can you cue in like crickets?
Yeah, we're the crickets.
you know what? No, it probably will come out for PC, and then CD keys will have it the day of for like $20.
Mm-hmm, and that's when I'll buy it.
Like, I don't know what it is with CD keys. They always have, like, Warner Brothers games, like, dirt cheap.
That's because it probably is run by Warner Brothers games, and they're like, shit, we got to do some PR here. Let's release All right,
that's cool with me. We get those Lego games for, like, fucking $20 on day one. I'm cool with that.
Here's something surprising. Sony has sold nearly 1 million PlayStation VR headsets, which passes their expectations as well.
Good. I really hope that it takes off because, like I said, the AAA titles that are pushing it, like Resident Evil 7, the newest one, Dirt VR Rally or Dirt Rally VR, the Batman by Rocksteady.
I mean, Dirt Rally came out a long time ago. It's not like a...
It did come out a long time ago, but this VR patch has really breathed new air into it, breathed new life into it. It's been previously out on the Vive, and it was getting good reviews, yeah. And now they just released it on the PS4.
A lot of people complain about not enough games, and like I said before, fuck, all they got to do to build a stable library is just fucking patch in new control systems for first-person shooters where you can look around in the world. Like, easy peasy, make it happen. We talked
They're
about that.
They're working on that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that they do because... I think that's.
Can you imagine GTA 5 and VR? Fuck me.
Fuck.
We're getting there.
Because I already have the first person shit. So
you want to scare the shit out of somebody? Think of a Mirror's Edge VR.
Oh.
Doing all the parkour stuff?
And then falling off of a side of a building?
Yeah.
And they make you watch the entire fall.
They do in the game. Like in the newest Mirror's Edge, you see yourself hit the ground.
Jesus.
It makes me shake just watching.
But to go back to GTA 5.
Yeah.
When you're like driving a car and or riding a motorcycle in a first person view in VR, you'd shit your pants. I would also at that point probably invest in a fan that I could trigger with my foot. get the fan in the face like, "Yeah, I'm riding this bike."
There is saying going back to Dirt Rally and there's Dirt VR, whatever, Dirt Rally VR. There's also Drive Club out, and people were getting sick on it because when the car rolls, you roll with it. So your view. So think about GTA where you hit something and you go flying out the windshield.
Yes, please. I love that shit when first person view. It was fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. But good on Sony for getting this. Even like Vive, the people who made Vive, and we're like congratulating HTC. So I really hope that they all work together because obviously if they can all make great VR games, VR is going to sell all around. So
you dived back into, if nobody knows, Kevin has a PlayStation VR now. He spent $800 on it.
Come on. It was easily $1,200.
Yeah. You're right.
Let's get real here. If I'm going to spend that much money, I want to know.
Okay.
No, it was at least $45,000.
Wait, hold on. He also had to buy one game with it. So it was about $80,000.
You're right. But then he did turn around and then like, he was like, "Oh, I got to buy Resident Evil 7 now." So it was easily $135,000.
Wait,
special edition.
You're forgetting about something else. He also had to get the charging stations for everything. So you're pushing probably about $300,000.
Right. Did go back out. You're right.
Yep. $300,000. Easy.
God damn.
You want that full VR experience?
Yeah, it makes me. You know what makes me the most upset about all that, though? It's fine, whatever. Spend your money, spend it how you want. But like, we need new microphones, Kevin.
And for you to spend $300,000 on yourself, how dare you?
Yeah, it's just one of those like. I mean, again, it's your money, spend it how you want. But like, we are over here. Like, look at our goal up top of the stream. If you can, we're like. We're about like halfway there.
You could have pushed us there with just a little bit of just. You could have put some change in the drawer and then you're done.
No.
Be right back. I'm gonna go hit an ATM. So, Jeremy, you were saying if I dived back into
Resident Evil 7 with VR
Saturday
with VR,
was it Saturday or Sunday, Doug? I think it was Sunday.
Sunday.
Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I streamed it yesterday. Pretty good way through the game, actually.
With VR?
With the VR headset. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So has it terrified you more than just playing through it?
There was a couple times because, once again, when you get into where you have to run from the dad, like, he will fucking... There was a part where he crashed through the wall, and he didn't do that the first time I played it. He just, like, came through a fucking wall. And
he's right in your face.
I screamed loud.
That's funny.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I got
out
to the point where you were walking in the house, and I was like, "Cool, I'm done."
That's all you need.
I've already watched you play like through most of that opening part, so yeah. I was kind of like, oh, I've already seen this.
Most of that, I mean, and the thing that's tough with streaming that game is you only see the experience. So when you're streaming, you have no screen. You can't tell what people are saying in chat. So I have like a voice chat thing going. So people can say things. I won't know who said it, but they can say it. And then afterwards, I could check the chat and all that stuff. But it's a full engrossing experience.
It's cool that you can hear what people are saying.
Yeah. I mean, that was a new feature that was with the, I think the 4.0 or 3.5 update with PS.
It was okay. It was saying some words wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was like Microsoft Sam.
Okay, guys. We've reached the halfway point of the show. And buckle in. We're about to get started. We're going to take a small intermission. And, well, no. Okay, so last story of the night, Twitch is going to I forgot to put this up with the Twitch stuff, but Twitch is going to let you change your username every 2 months. So that'll be cool in case you got something terrible like Kevin WK. You can change that now.
Why would I want to change that? That seems like a really popular name that I've had since 2006.
I did see the one streamer that I follow, or one of them, Kiwo, who has had someone already taken the name Kiwo or something, and then like I think they canceled their account, but sure, it was dead or something, and then she couldn't get it, so she was like Kiwion or something like that. She just today posted, she's like, oh shit, I just got it to change my name to Kiwo.
Nice.
Now I need to change everything else. Like, it was like, oh shit, now my social media is out of, like, no longer. Because it's all to Kiwion, because that's what her Twitch was.
Yep. There you go. That's the pain.
So, yeah. If you got, like, Ska Will Live Forever 2001, you could finally change that.
2001 seems a little like, because I don't think Twitch was around 2001. So,
yeah, like, man. But that was, like, when Ska was really rocking. That was, like, third wave Ska year, man. Listen, Jake, go see some Catch 22 with some real big fish, man. Mustard Plug's always opening up the set. Pretty dope, man. Next week, MU330 is going to be playing with Link 80. Oh, man, this music's going to live forever.
Can I just kick him from the call?
Mighty, mighty Boss Tones.
That's the only one he knows.
That's the only
He listed all the other ones I know.
American,
what, man,
the
you
chat.
You don't know about like all the other ska bands?
Are we really still talking about the ska band? American the chat says, awesome, been wanting to change my name for a while. Are you going to change it to number one Mark Kenobi fan?
Number one ska fan.
Change it to Mark Kenobi. All right, that's our show for this week. I hope that you liked it. I hope that you enjoyed yourself and you were entertained. My name's Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Love, hugs, and all that bullshit.